There's really not much that makes air travel enjoyable these days. It's
yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. They keep adding more and more ridiculous fees. The seats keep getting smaller and smaller.
Seriously?
And the in-flight entertainment just keeps getting worse. Let's see, do I want to watch Baby Geniuses 2? Or Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo? Didn't even know they made that.
Cool.
Or how about Bucky Larson, Star is Born 5? I didn't know they made 5 sequels to Bucky Larson, but apparently they did, and it's the only thing available on this plane right now.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, making it through a flight has become one of the greatest struggles of the modern era. But there's one company out there who's looking to change all of that and make flying fun again. I'm talking about the Scottish brewing company called BrewDog,
okay.
And they're launching the world's first craft beer airline.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dope!
A craft beer airline.
What?
That's right.
Do you have to have a mustache and be wearing flannel to actually get on the flight?
Probably. Well, their new airline is all about celebrating beer and getting buzzed and being happy at 30,000 feet in the sky.
Dude, that's what I'm already about on an airplane.
Yeah, me too.
I just feel like, can you really tell people to only get buzzed if you're on a beer airplane? Like,
well,
I don't feel like they're going to stop.
Here's what you can expect when you fly with BrewDog Airlines. As soon as you board the plane, you're immediately provided with your own personal beer stein. And during the flight, they'll offer special tastings of limited edition craft beers that their company is developing back at their brewery.
That's pretty cool. And they're free? You don't have to pay extra for them?
Nope. And instead of the traditional airplane food, BrewDog will offer more stereotypical bar food. Options like hot pretzels, jalapeno poppers, and nachos.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So much better than a box of, like, a few apples and a few slices of cheese and some weird crackers.
Yeah.
Everything smells like a deep fryer in there.
Yeah,
at that point, you know?
It sounds good, but the smell is probably not going to be appetizing.
Well, it's better than what's on the planes now because they stink anyway. So might as well add some fried food to it.
Body odor.
For in-flight entertainment, they'll have fun bar activities like Jenga and trivia, where your aisle can compete against other aisles in the plane. And they'll even have karaoke flights.
Ooh. Bar trivia would be so perfect on a plane.
Yeah.
Especially the ones where they have the interactive screens where you can, like, touch it together.
Yeah.
Well, they already have trivia where you can do that on planes.
But can you play other people,
you
though?
Can play other seats, yeah.
Oh.
You
I
can.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, you can.
It's not very fun if it's not hosted by a brewery.
Not that many people played it. I've played it a few times, and mostly I was playing against some other 12-year-old and, like, a few rows back, and he was beating me.
They were beating you. Yeah.
And then once you get tired from drinking all the beer, the airline provides every passenger with complimentary siesta kits, which includes eye masks, earplugs, blankets, and pillows so that you can just pass out in peace. And of course, beer will not be provided to any children on board the flight.
I don't feel like you want to bring kids on
Probably
this flight.
Probably not.
Like, you're the buzzkill if you bring your kids on this flight.
Especially if you're drunk and a kid starts crying. It's like, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Screw it, I'm saying it. Shut up, baby. Yeah.
Instead, kids get to fill their steins with root beer, so they still get a stein.
Oh, cute.
Or
any other non-alcoholic beverage that's available. The brewery says, quote, over the years, modern air travel has become so cold and monotonous, most people feel uncomfortable the second they step foot on an airplane.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be like that. BrewDog wants each and every flight to feel like a party in the sky.
They're like, how do we make flying better? I know, we just get passengers drunk, and then they won't realize the pain.
Yeah, that was
you
know?
I mean, that's how it used to be like in the 70s, I think. They used to just be like Coke-fueled parties up in the sky. With just hot people running around everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they don't want things to get completely out of control on their planes. They're still requiring people to abide by all the normal TSA rules and regulations.
Mm.
And they'll actually have security on board to break up any fights.
No way.
And flight attendants are being instructed to cut passengers off if they appear too intoxicated. And currently, there's only one scheduled route that goes between London and Columbus, Ohio.
What? Ohio?
Yeah.
That's where they picked.
Okay.
Columbus.
Okay.
Well, good for you, Columbus.
That's where the BrewDog Hotel is located. So they'll just take you from London to Columbus, and then you probably get to stay in their hotel, too.
Right. Now, that security guard better get paid a lot, because I'm sure there will be plenty of fights.
I know. That's the one where you know you're going to go on and videotape a bunch of stuff so you can go viral.
Yeah.
Is it like a real bar where they get to toss you out the front door?
Yeah.
If you're acting up, they just grab you and throw you out.
Yeah. Open up the door.
And there's only going to be one flight per day because cleanup crews will most likely require more time to tidy up after these beer-fueled flights. The first flight will take off on February 21st and is only open to members of the brewery's reward club called the Brewdog Equity Punks.
Can you imagine like blocking a million miles on that card? People are like, dude, you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, you just have a problem. To become a member of the Brewdog Equity Punks, it requires a minimum investment of $50 in return for one share of the company. And after that, it costs around $700 per seat on board the plane. Just $700.
Yeah, but that's still London. Actually, that's true. It's still London.
But it's not like damned Ohio.
I'm not investing in that company.
No.
Because they're going to go broke.
You think? Because then everybody's going to drink them.
Because the airplane thing. Yeah, it's just a bad idea. Because airlines are going broke all the time.
That's true. They never really can make money.
And if you don't have that kind of cash, don't worry, because club members can also score a free seat by participating in the company's social media competition. They say they plan to give out one free ticket on every single flight.
That is so cool.
And you might be thinking, like, one ticket? Why can't I bring a friend with me? It doesn't matter. You'll be so hammered, you'll make friends with everybody around you. Text in at 78592. Would you want to take your family on a party flight on board BrewDog Airlines? And if not, why not? It sounds fun. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.